This is Harold Lovell, political leader of the United Progressive Party, and I'm so pleased to welcome you to this, the introductory edition of what will become my weekly address, Need to Know. Now, as everyone in Antigua and Barbuda should know by now, national elections in the air, and I'm so proud to tell you that the United Progressive Party is ready, not only to face the polls, but more so to govern. We have already declared our slate of candidates, and we are the only party to date to have done so. We have laid out our program for restoration and development via our talents platform. We continue to consult, liaise, and hone our policies in collaboration with nationals and residents. And our candidates, they're deep in their constituencies, furthering our objective of restoring pride and prosperity among our people. As I've stated before, ours is a team with a potent mix of experience, enthusiasm, energy, vision, commitment, and the ability to work hard as well. I guarantee you that the United Progressive Party has no intention of treating this country like a lottery, with representatives behaving like they have hit the jackpot as currently obtains. No. No way. Our priority is to put Antigua and Barbuda back on that path to become rich, as was predicted in 2013. Note that the statement was about Antigua and Barbuda, the country and its people. What we have witnessed since 2014, however, is that riches have come only to the Prime Minister, his family, and the rest of his cabinet. But because the UPP is committed to ensuring that everybody must eat, or as we say in Antigua, everybody must nyam, we're going to pursue, create, and enable jobs, sustainable and decently paid jobs, that allow workers to live with dignity, even before we return to office. And we can report that there is good news already in this regard. In particular, we are targeting our young people who are saddled with a 35% unemployment rate, with opportunities for entrepreneurship and self-employment. We will empower them to use their own creativity and initiative to decide their destiny, rather than waiting for government or even the private sector to rescue them. The UPP is also making a commitment to improve security for all persons living here in this country. All persons, not just those whose position ensure that they are guarded day and night. Because we view security as a human right, a constitutional right. And to this end, we have already researched and crafted a 10-point security plan, which is based on international best practices, technology, and community policing. And so, in later broadcasts, I will begin laying out the balance of our economic and social programs. We will keep you abreast of other current happenings as well, because these are the truths that you need to know. Until next week, I'm Harold Lovell.